Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Nun Tes 59, and on today's Amud Aleph, Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we have a halacha that is quoted in two other places, but one of them is right here, and that's what we're going to talk about, the halacha of Tumas Medrash. Tumas Medrash of one of the individuals that create Tumas Medrash, right? The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Mitame Mishkav Moshav, right? The Rambam, we've mentioned this often, is not only crucial for what he says, but where he says it. And he is the master organizer. And the Rambam in Hilchos, in Sefer Tara, goes min hachomer el hakal in terms of all the halachas of tuma, and it's important to know this for this topic. We know Sefer Tara starts off with Tumas Meis, that is the most chomer tuma, a dead body. Avi avos hatuma. How do you get rid of that? With paraduma. That's why the very next halacha of the Rambam is paraduma. Tumas Meis and paraduma. Then what's the next most chomer tuma? Tumas Saraas, because that is also mitame a house. Tumas ohel. And then after that comes our topic, Mitame Mishkav Umoshav, right? The people, the individuals who create Tumas Medrash, Tumas Mishkav Umoshav, as we will see. The Rambam starts off with Tumas Mishkav Umoshav, four mitzvahs asay. The Rambam classically, it's not a mitzvah to say that it's a mitzvah to do something. The Rambam counts in yanim, areas of halacha, as mitzvos. Nida, yoleda, zav, and zava. Four different mitzvos, the Rambam counts. Four of the 613 having to do with mitame mishkav umoshav. And the Rambam says, hazava, hazava, vahanida, vayoledes. Kolechan me'arbaatan av me'avosatumos. That we know. Zav, zava, nida, yoledes are all avosatumos. But the Chiddush, why are they in their own area halachas? Why aren't they in, after the Rambam talks about the Mitami Mishkav Moshav, what's the next set of halachas? Shar Avos HaTumos. So what, these are also Avos HaTumos. Why aren't they with Shar Avos HaTumos? Because these are Mitami Mishkav. These are Mitami Medrash. These are unique in the world. And after that, just to round it out, then you have Tumas Ochlin, right, which is foods, and Kalim and Mikvos. That finishes it up. But the Rambam says these four are Avos, Mitame Kalim Bimaga, Mitame Adam Bimaga Ubimasa, they're Mitame Kalim through touching, and Mitame Adam Bimaga and Masa, Mitame Mishkav Umoshav Umerka Mitachtav, Vosanosan Avatoma. That's the Chiddush of Mitame Mishkav Umoshav. They sit on a couch, they make it an Av HaTumah. It's based on Psukim. Psukim, this is not Torah Shebal Peh. A lot of this is Torah Shebechsav, which we'll read, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But there is a halacha that a Zav who sits on a Kli, or a Zava, or a Nidr, or Yoledis, make it in Av HaTumah. But there is a detail that is mentioned in our Gemara that is a limitation on the halacha. The Braisa says, the chol kli asher yeshev alav, right, quoting here from Vayikra, Perek Tezvav. Let's read the psukim, which our Gemara quotes. Parshas Mitzora. Dabru abnei Yisrael v'amartaleyem, ish ish ki yezav mi b'saro zovo tamehu. Every word here is darshan. V'zos tia tumaso b'zovo. V'chulu kala mishkav asher yishkav alav azav yitma. V'chala kli asher yeshev alav yitma. Any mishkav, any kli that he sits on, is tameh. Rashi quotes on the pasuk, haro'ui lemishkav, if it's right to be sat down on. Azav only makes a mishkav azav for a chair or a couch or a blanket or something that's meant to be sat on. That is what our Gemara says. If azav sits on even a table, if a table is not meant to be sat on, if azav sits on a pail, if Azav sits on a scissors, if Azav sits on anything that's not meant to be sat on, so then it is not Tamei Avatuma. That's what our Gemara says. Yachol kafis sa'av yashav alav. You might think that you turn over a kli that holds a sa'an, he sits on it. Kafatir kav yashav alav yei Tamei. You might think that it's Tamei Avatuma. Tamalomar asher yeshev alav Azav. Yeshev, meaning future tense, what we just read. Mishem yuchad li yeshiva. Only a kli that is designated to sit on. Yatzezesha omrim lo amovan asa malachteinu. Unlike a sa'ah or a tarkov, no, we're going to use that pail for something else. It's not meant to be sat on. Amovan asa malachteinu, let's do malacha with it. And therefore, that is not tamei mishum mishkav azav. Right, and that is based on the psukim here in Parshas Mitzora. The psukim even allude to this. Reb Soloveitchik pointed it out. Pasuk Dalid tells us already. Kol mishkav sheyishkav alav azav yitma, v'chol kli sheyishkav alav yitma. And then you have later on, a few psukim later, you have again in Pasuk Yud, v'chol nogeya b'kol asher yetachtav yitma na'aref. Whoever touches something that was under his av, it becomes tamei. For chalan vanose osam yichabes begadav, for chas v'mayv tamei arav, and whoever carries them has to wash his begadav. It's interesting, we already know in Pasuk Dalid, everything that the Zav sits on becomes Tameh, Yitma. So why do you have to know that anybody who touches it becomes Tameh? You already know that. Are there two different elements that are being told to us in Pasuk Dal and in Pasuk Yud? Let's keep that in mind. There is a Gemara in Maseches Nida where the Gemara has a Havamina that a domain can't create Mishka Vazav. What about Dam Nida? Does Dam Nida, Gemara Nida Nun Dal and Amabes? The Gemara has a discussion there whether the Dam can create Mishka Vazav. That's Perak Dam Nida, seventh Perak in Maseches Nida. Dam Nida Metamen Lachen, Metamen Yevashin. We know in Emili, how do you know Dam Nida is Metame? So the Gemara says, Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, Vadava Benida Sa, Madve Kemosa, Mahi Metama Af Madve, Metama. The Ema, just find the line. Well, maybe if you want to say Dam Nida is Mitame, so then maybe just like a Nida. A Nida sits on something, makes it an Avatoma. We'll talk more about the significance of that soon. So to the Dam, maybe the Dam should also. No, says the Gemara. Hypa in a rhetorical question. Atu Dama Bar Mishkavu Moshevu? Does Dam... is Dom something that that it sits? Is it a being? Dom is a domain. The Gemara is like in shock. Like, how could you even suggest that? Dom is going to be something that creates Mishkav and Moshav? And then the Gemara says, why not? There's another domain that creates Mishkav and Moshav, Evan Midugas. An Evan that has Saras from a Saras house. Ulatamech, Evan Midugas, Bas Mishkav and Moshav, he, the Itzer Kralamute, you need a pasuk to exclude that an Evan Midugas does not create Mishkav and Moshav. But if it's a Svara, that anything that's not a Bar Mishkav and Moshav does not create Mishkav and Moshav Tuma, so what do you need to exclude the Evan for? So the Gemara says, you're right. At the end of the Gemara, Lami Amar Azav Velo Evan Nugas Achanami Amar Krashi He Yoshevas Alav Velo Dama Imahi Metama Evan Sama Mad Venam Metama. Okay, the Gemara continues and finishes. But again, the Gemara seems at the first to say, "Of course not," and then the Gemara backs off. So, what's the significance of why the Gemara think that there's no way that something that is inanimate could create this tuma? All other tumas are transmitted by inanimate objects. Why is this one any different? And finally, one final point, and then we'll try to get to the secret of all this. Again, why do there two psukim? What's the Havamina Maskana here? Tosfos and Maseches Erevin quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, let's say in our Gemara, if a Zav sits on something, doesn't touch it. If Zav touches it, it's obviously Tami Mishumago. If Zav sits on something, it doesn't touch it, right? It's underneath, Zav sits on a pail, and under the pail is something else. So that pail is not mitame mishum mishkav, it is the thing under it. But Tosfos says, "Kol Rabbeinu Tam in Erev Nafchav Zayin, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Shazav Nisa Alavtar, Detar Mituma Chamura Tahami Mitame Adam Akelam Aval Tami Tuma Kala Kegon Latami Ochlin Umashkin Avagav Dein Roy LeMishkav Amoshav." Even though if his zav sits on a pail that's turned over, that our Gemara says, it's not a Mishkav Azav, it's not an Av, it is a Rishon. It's Betame Ochlen Umashkin. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos there argues. Tosfos says, no, V'ein Nira. It says, the head Yiksiv, Betaras Kornim, it says in the Medrash, Kol She Yishkav Alav Azav Yitma, Yachol Yitma Davar She'ino Roy L'Shchiva. You might think something that's not normally sat on is going to be Tame Lo. Ma hi ena matama v'chul yachol hu v'hi lo yitamu tuma chamura v'yitamu tuma kal tam lo bar mishkav alma midi de lochazi l'mishkav v'moshav tor lagamre. Tosfos says it's tor lagamre against Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the svar of Rabbeinu Tam and what's the lumdus going on here? So Rav Salvechik developed the idea and Rav Lichtenstein expanded upon it. They put out a volume called Zichron Harav. In 1994, they put it out, Le'ilui Nishmas of Rav Salvechik. So Rav Lichtenstein, his son-in-law, wrote an article, including some of his chidushim there, all about Tumas Mishkav Moshe. And he points out the obvious difference in halacha that we have to think about. Every transfer of Tuma always goes down a level. It always goes down a level. An Avi Avos makes an Av makes a Rishon makes a Sheni, Sheni makes a Shlishi in Truma, Shlishi makes a Revi in Kachim. So it always goes down a level. So if there's ever an exception to the rule, one has to ask, what's going on here? Why is that an exception to the rule? So there are at least two exceptions. One of them is this one. Right here, Tumas Mishkav. Anida is an Avatoma. She sits on the couch. The couch is an Avatoma. Right? Azav, Azava, Yoledes. How does that work? Right. If a nida touches something, so then that item becomes a rishon. There's a special din that if a nida or a zav or a zava or you're allowed to sit on something that's normally sat on, that becomes an avatuma. How does it not go down? Doesn't tumah always transfer down? So again, there's another exception, which is not our topic now. Learned out from Parshas Chukas, Cherev Hariyu Kachalal, that saw a metal kli or maybe other kalim that are involved in Misa. But that one is not for now. But we're talking about this one. So tumah always transfers down. Right? That's the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The first halacha, the first two halachos in all Sefer Tara, the Rambam discusses that there are three modes of transfer of tumah. Hameis metame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. Tuma shiva. A mace makes, creates the result of its tuma 7 days. If it touches something, if it carries something, or the mace is carried, or something is above it, u'b'ohel. For tumas maga v'ohel mufrashim b'torah, the Torah has befeirish tumas maga and tumas ohel, sheneemar. Hanogia b'mace achol nevesh adam v'tami shivas yamim, v'nemer kalabola ohel. Chalashar b'ohel yitma shavas yamim. Tumas masa, the middle one, is learned out from a Torah Shebal Peh. So this is a fascinating Rambam we've discussed in other contexts. The Rambam's Lashon here, we'll just read it now because we're here, the three mechanisms of Tumah, but they all go down. That's the point why we're reading this now. Tumas Masa mipi ha-shmua v'kal v'chomer advarim. That a mace is metame b'masa, that if I carry a piece of a dead body without touching it, I'm still going to be tame 7 days. That's learned from Kal v'chomer. Because im nevela shi tumas erev in metame b'ol metame b'masa, if I carry a piece of nevela, a piece of a dead animal, of a kosher dead animal, so then that nevela is only metame me for 1 day and it's not metame b'ol, and yet it's metame masa. Ha meis lo kol shekein. Meis lo kol shekein should be metame b'masa. And nevela, v'chon it continues, en tumas masa b'meis b'devei sofrim el din tar. But you should know it's a din daraisa. Din daraisa, it's not just a limud. V'yira li, and then the Rambam adds his famous lashonos, shezesha shasak mimena hakasav. Why does the Torah say maga and ohel? Why doesn't it say masa? Kiderach sheshasak mi'isar abas. Just like the Torah, it forbids one of the Arias' granddaughter. It doesn't say daughter beferish in the Torah. Why does it say granddaughter, not daughter? Lefisha asa beferish afilo basabas. And number three, v'shasak mi'isar achilas basar v'chalav. Lefisha asa beferish afilo bishula. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat basar v'chalav. Right? It only says don't cook basar v'chalav. Those are the three examples of the Rambam. It says tumas ohel, not tumas masa. It says isra of granddaughter, it doesn't say daughter. It says isra of cooking basa b'chalav, doesn't say eating basa b'chalav. So too, the Rambam says, those other ones are megala on tumas masa. This is where the Kesef Mishnah notes. I ain't, own shimon adin. How can you give an onish based on any of these halachas? The answer is, none of these are kal v'chomers. They're what we call gilui milsas. They're megala. We say, it says basa bas, so it's ki'ilu, it says bas v'chulu. But either way, the Rambam here talks about the three ways that tumah is transferred, and it always goes down. So the question is, how does this one not go down? What's the lumdus? What's the mechanism? How a zav, a zava, a nida sit on a couch and that couch becomes an avatoma? So explains Rev Soloveitchik that it works totally differently. The chiddush of Mishkav is as follows. The zav is not metame. When we have tuma that goes down, there's always a metame and a nitma. There's the active one that's causing the tuma and the one that accepts the tuma. Here there is no metame and nitma. There's a magdir. When a zav sits on a couch, he's not metame the couch. He just labels the couch as a couch of a zav. Couch of a nida. It is now a mishkav azav. What makes a mishkav azav tame? Hashem makes it tame. A sheretz dies. What makes the sheretz tame? Because a sheretz is an item that's tame. Hashem says that dead shrutzim are tame. Hashem says mishkav azav is tame. What makes it tame? Hashem says it's one of those items that Hashem says is tame. So when a zav or a nido or yoledes sit on the couch, they're not transferring tumah at all. They are just labeling this. They're labeling this now as a mishkav azav, mishkav anida. Memeila Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it tame. That's why it doesn't go down. It only goes down, transfer of tumah only goes down when there's a metame and a nitbam, whenever it's transferred, so that's when it goes down. But by a mishkav azav, it's not going down, it is just, the existence of a mishkav azav is an avatoma, just like shechva zera is an avatoma, just like damnid is an avatoma, just like there's 10, 15 things that are avos atumos, so too this one. That is the chiddush of the tumas mishkav. And that is what Rav Lichtenstein quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. Ein hazav mitame as hamishkav ela magdiro ba'ofan sheshuv hatorah hi shetimaso. The Torah says it's tame. Asher lachein ein kan horadas dargas hatuma kimekubal kishiyish mitame venitma. Right, when there's a mitame and a nitma. And that's the sugi at the beginning of Baba Kama of Toldosei and Kayotze Behen, or Lav Kayotze Behen. Talking about tumas of an av that goes down. Toldos might be different. But, says Rev Salvechik, and says Rev Lichtenstein, maybe the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, getting back to Erevin, is that Rabbeinu Tam holds that by Mishka Vazov there's really two elements. There's this element as we just described, but there's also the backup element of regular tumas Magamasa also. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam could say that even if a Zov sits on something that's not normally sat on, like a Peol in our Gemara, still it's going to be Matame Arishon. What do you mean? The Rai didn't say it's not Tame at all. No, it's the Chiddush of Hagdara. You can only count a Mishka Vazov when the Zov is sitting on something that's normally sat on, then it can be labeled. But if it's not that, then it's not labeled as that. But the second din background would still apply. Hashnia, Rabbeinu Tam holds of din number one. But then Hashnia, Sha'amna Mazah Metame Yeshatachtov Sha'ide Yeshiva Oshchiva Kemosha Metame De Mago Masa Okvisha Metzor Metame Bebia Lagabi Kli Miyuchad Li Yeshiva Nitin Liyase Meshtei Alachot Ach Kishain Yiyud Li Yeshiva, when it's not normally sat on, it's a pail or something. Barur Shein Lahagras Akli Olav Yashav Kemosha Bechefsa. If a Zav sits on a pail, you can't call that the Moshav of a Zav. It's not normally sat on. That's why it only applies to things that are normally sat on. Barama Dai Nitan Laroso Kenitma. The question is, according to the Rishonim that argue with Rabbeinu Tam, why do they argue with Rabbeinu Tam? One of two possibilities, Rav Lichtenstein says. Either they reject Rabbeinu Tam totally. If a Zav sits on a pail, so that's it. There's no Tum at all. There's only one type of Tumah that applies here, Mishka Vazav. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. It doesn't apply here because it's not normally sat on. Or maybe there's another possibility. Maybe they agree with Rabbeinu Tam. But they only would say it if there is something called a Maisa Yeshiva. If a Zav sits on a pail, that's not called an act of sitting. That's just weird. That's not an act that would be recognized as a Maisa Shchiva or a Maisa Yeshiva. But Lu Yitzuyer, you could come up with a case of a Maisa Yeshiva, so then they would agree. They would agree that the second halacha might apply. Either way, L'mayin Afgamina, this could be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. There is a fascinating discussion of this. We don't have time to go into this totally, but there's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Baba Kama Samafav, where in Meruba, the Gemara talks about Mishkavo Velo HaGazol, Karbano Velo HaGazol, obviously the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak is all about Geneva and Gzela in Baba Kama, but the Gemara there, comparing to Geneva, it quotes the context of Tuma, Mishkavo Velo HaGazol. Only a Mishkavazov is Tame, but if it's a stolen one, it's not Tame. What does that mean? What is Mishkavo Velo HaGazol? So Tosfos quotes that, what does it mean, after asking a couple of kashas on Rashi, Tosfos quotes, it means if a ganav steals something and the kli is not Gemar Malacha, didn't happen yet, you're not sure. It's one of those kalim that it depends on the Bailam's Machshava for Gemar Malacha. We discussed this a little bit yesterday. So then, the Ganav's Machshava might not work to create Gemar Malacha for the Kli. Okay, fits into regular Tuma and Tara rules. But if you look at Rashi there, Rashi and the Gemara seems to say that no, it's Pashtus, Mishkavov al-Gazal. If a Ganav steals a couch, and the Ganav is a Zav, and the Zav, that Ganav Zav sits on the couch, it does not become a Mishkav Zav. It doesn't become Mishkav Zav, and Tosfos says two words. Vizet Tema. Why not? And then Tosfos will quote a Raya, but the first kasha Tosfos says is just incredulous. Why should that be? How could that be? Tuma. If I'm Tame and I go over to you and I touch something of yours, of course it's Tuma. It's not like Ein Adam Oser Dover Shein Shalom. Tuma's Tuma. It's like I pour milk into your chicken soup. So that's not Ein Adam Oser Shein Shalom. That's a reality. So isn't this a reality? If a Ganav Zov sits on a couch, and that's why Tosfos rejects Rashi's Pshat. But the Rambam also seems to say it. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalim, Chav Dalet Zayin, seems to say like Rashi. Right? What does the Rambam say there? Ein Adam Metame B'medris B'mishkav Omerkav She'eno Shelo Shenema V'anogea B'mishkavo Gazal Mishkav V'daras Alav B'lo Negia Harehu Zetar. So it's amazing. So it sounds like Rashi. So what's that about? So again, if you say the lumdus of Rev Salvechik in the lumdus of Tumas Medris, it's not about mitame and nitma. It's about halachically defining this as the Mishkav Azov, then it could fit in better. Right? It could be Mishkav Azov. It's a halachic definition. So if it's not yours, maybe you can't halachically define it. This type of tum is different. There's no mitamia nitma. It's just a hagdara. So maybe that's Rashi and that's the Rambam. But if you look in Tosfos and others, you know, they reject it. They would say, no, maybe they reject the whole Tumas Medrash point, or they reject this detail. But interesting, if you look in the Me'iri quotes Rashi and the Rambam as different. The Me'iri quotes Rashi and the Rambam as different, even though it seems to be that they say the same thing. Right? It quotes Rashi as saying, Rashi's Lashon here is in Baba Kama. Rashi's Lashon in Baba Kama, Salah Machvav and Abayz. Rashi says, "Gzeiras Akasav Lohotzi Es Mishkav As Gozel She'ino Nase Avatuma L'Tami Adam." It doesn't become an Avatuma. Says the Meiri, maybe it becomes a Rishon. Maybe Rashi's like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says Torah Lagamre. So the Meiri says there's a difference between the two. So Rav Lichtenstein says maybe Rashi and the Rambam are arguing about which part of Rabbeinu Tam do you reject. The Rambam rejects everything from Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, no, you only reject the fact that you're not doing a Maisa Yeshiva here, but if you would do a Maisa Yeshiva, it would work. Okay, just to finish off, the Tosas Rid has an amazing shot of that Gemara in Baba Kama. Tosas Rid on Baba Kama is crucial. Always has unique halachas and pshatim of the Gemara. But there he quotes in the explaining Rashi, before he rejects Rashi, but he says, he explains Rashi. He says, what do you mean? Just like if you sit on something that's not meant to be sat on, it's not Tameh. So too, if you sit on your friend's kli, it's not tame. What kind of comparison is that? One is not sittable on. One is not yours. So again, according to our Salvation's Lamdas, though, if you say the reason that something's not sittable is because you can't define it as a Mishkav Azav, so maybe that's the parallel between those two. He quotes his own shot later on between Guzzle and Shoal. But either way, this is a little bit about Tumas Mishkav and Tumas Medrash. Okay, we will stop here, and tomorrow we'll get into the next sugya on Daf Samach. We'll talk about, Bez Hashem, the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. That'll be tomorrow's pshat, Bez Hashem.